witness. If you was going to be told something, and you was going to be told something that was the truth, was you there? No, I wasn't there, but I heard. You ever heard somebody tell you that? I don't know if this is true or not, but so-and-so, don't you go on that. I heard that so-and-so, but an eyewitness tell you, I know, I got proof, and I seen it. You can bet on them people. I got proof that it's true, and I got proof that it's real. And this morning, I just want to preach on an eyewitness this morning and give an account from his look in the Bible. 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 1, if you have a copy of God's Word, I just want to speak for a few moments on an eyewitness account. How do I know that Jesus Christ is real? I know that because the Bible tells me so. I know that by eyewitnesses that are in the Word of God, but I also know that because He lives in my heart. This morning I thank God that He's alive and He's well this morning. I thank God that Jesus didn't just stop at the cross. If He'd have just died on the cross, my salvation would be in vain. But because He died on the cross and He arose again on the third day, I can be saved. Amen? If you have a copy of God's Word, 1 John, not St. John, but 1 John, chapter number 1 and verse number 1, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 1, the Bible says, "That which was from the beginning, which being Jesus, which we have heard and which we have seen, and with our eyes which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." Father, I love you and I thank you this morning. I thank you for the eyewitness account here of John. Lord God, I thank you for that this morning. And Lord, I thank you that an eyewitness, they can tell what they have seen. They can tell what they have experienced. Lord, I pray this morning that I be an eyewitness. I pray I tell what I've experienced in my life through Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray this morning that You watch over this service and You guard us this morning. You guide us in the way that You'd be pleasing, Father. Lord, I'm in over my head this morning, but Lord, I pray this morning that You get all the honor, You get all the glory. Lord, whoever this morning that's never witnessed Jesus Christ, Father, this morning in their life, I pray this would be the morning that they'd be born again, that they'd be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank You this morning that, hey, we can give an account that You're alive and You're well because You live in our heart. Father, I love You. Father, I thank You. I thank You for eternal security in the name that's above every name. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. An eyewitness account. This morning as we come here, John was an eyewitness. And I want to take you for just a moment on what John was here in the Bible. John was an eyewitness of Jesus Christ. You and I that are born again are eyewitnesses of what God can do in a person's life. You know what? Jesus had a lot of confidence in old John. You know, John is the one that from the cross, He said, "Behold thy mother." He told old John there at the cross, He said, "Behold thy mother." There are so many things that you can look at John. If you look at what John did, he wrote St. John under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He wrote 1 John. He wrote 2 John. He wrote 3 John. And he wrote the book of Revelation. So I want you to know when we come here, you can say that John knew something about Jesus. Hey, but I got good news this morning. Not only did John, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, wrote these, he was the beloved of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Not only did John know Jesus, but he leaned on Jesus' breast at the Lord's Supper. Not only did he know Jesus, but he knew the heartbeat of Jesus. When he laid up on his breast, he heard that heartbeat. He heard that heartbeat of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I want to show you in this text here how you can know this morning that Jesus Christ is real through the eyewitness that John gives. I thank God this morning that there's people in here that are eyewitnesses this morning. Hey, that God's real. Amen. Can I get amen this morning? Hey, He's real. Hey, He's still in the miracle working business. Hey, He's still in the healing business. Hey, He's still in what you can do business this morning. He is the I can do God. Amen. That's what He can do this morning. But let's look into the text. at what an eyewitness has this morning. Look what he says here. He says, if you will with me in verse number 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard. And I want to stop right there. John said, which we have heard. And I thought about that when I heard about what we have heard. John said, I want you to know, it's not what I've heard other people say, it's but what I've heard Jesus Christ say. And I thought about the things that, oh, John had heard Jesus say. I'd ask you this morning, what have you heard Jesus speak into your life through the power of the Holy Ghost? I can just think of what he heard Jesus say. He said, I want to give you this account of what Jesus had said and what John had heard. Hey, you know, John was with him when he heard him calm the raging sea. Hey, they was out there in the raging sea, Brother Brent. And I had that wrote down this morning. Hey, can you imagine when old Peter, he was walking on the water. Hey, I got good news this morning. Old John, he was in the boat. And when he seen him walking across the water, he heard Jesus say, be of good cheer, it is I. Hey, you know what old Peter did there when he started sinking? Hey, he got his eyes off the master. This morning when we start sinking, it's because we've got our eyes off the master. But I thought about this morning. John said is what we have heard. John had personally met with Jesus. He heard him calm the raging sea. This morning in your life, if the seas are raging, if there's things troubling you this morning, I got good news this morning for you this morning. He can calm the raging sea. Can I get an amen? Hey, this morning my wife, she was throwing her guts up. And when I got to where she was at and I seen what was going on, I got there beside her and I wanted to make sure everything was okay. I wanted to be an eyewitness of what was going on. And when I got to where she was at and I laid my hand on her back, I looked down there and I seen something in her hand. I thought it might have been a towel. I thought it might have been a rag, something she was rubbing on. I had no clue what she had in her hand. Hey, but when I got to being an eyewitness and I got examining what she was rubbing on, hey, I want you to know, even in a time of crisis, even in a time she was throwing her guts up, she had a pocket cross in her hand at 1:30 in the morning. And every time she'd get a break from throwing up, she'd say, Lord God, she'd rub that pocket cross. She'd say, Lord God, please help me. Lord God, please help me. Friends, I want you to know this morning, there's eyewitness this morning that God will help you. Amen. Hey, when she was in that floor and she was rubbing that cross, I want you to know, hey, it put a smile on my face. It put a smile in my heart. Hey, that I got a wife, hey, that loves Jesus. Amen. And I know that if she loves Jesus, hey, she'll love me. Can I get a witness this morning? Hey, when your spouse comes to love Jesus, yeah, he or she will love you. Amen. But I seen this morning, we have heard, he said, we have heard, John said, I heard him calm the raging sea. I heard him command the demons to leave. Do you know who he met? There in Mark chapter number 5, when he met that maniac out there and he was eat up with them demons, you know what? When his disciples come over, oh, John was with Jesus. He said, boys, I want you to know I'm an eyewitness you can count on. Hey, I won't back down. I won't get out. There's going to come a day on the Isle of Patmos. Hey, I'm going to have to die over there for believing the truth, but it's okay with me. He said, I was there when he come out and that guy had been cut up. He had been beat up. He had been chained. He had been stripped naked and he was out in the old cemetery and nobody couldn't do nothing with them, and the church folk didn't want nothing to do with them, so they stuck them out there by himself. Hey, but I got good news. There was a man named Jesus. Hey, John said when he stepped out of the boat and he come on in there, he said, I seen a man named Jesus. When them demons run up to him, even they had to bow to him. Whoa, glory, I don't know about you, but John said, you can believe the account that I'm giving this morning. He said, I want you to know I was an eyewitness. Number one, I heard him calm the raging sea. Have you ever had the sea in your life calmed? Have you ever just had it calmed in your life? I'm talking about it was turmoil. It was chaos, and God just calmed that sea. Maybe you got a doctor's report, and you didn't know how to handle it, but you heard that sweet Holy Spirit say, it's going to be okay. Oh, man, I want you to know, John said, I've heard him. He said, not only I heard him calm the raging sea, not only I could hear him command demons to leave, but I heard him say, boys, I heard him say that I'm the light of the world. I heard him say that he's the good shepherd. I heard him say that I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he said, I heard him say, if you're going to come to me, you're going to have to come by faith. Oh, but this morning I read in the book where he said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard. John said, I've heard something, and I want to tell you about it. But look what he says here, which we have seen with our own eyes. John said, not only have we heard it, I'm an eyewitness, I've heard it. But not only have I heard it, I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen it, and I'm telling you this morning, he can do whatever you need done this morning. An eyewitness can tell you that. I thought about what old John was there with him when he seen Jesus do. For 3 years he walked with him. He said, boys, I want you to know, I've seen with my own eyes him give sight to the blind. I've seen him give sight to the blind. I've seen him call the dead and they arose. I've seen him go to the tomb of Lazarus and he said, Lazarus, come forth. And he come walking out. Friends, I've seen him call it. He can call your name today. Maybe you're dead in your trespasses and sins. Maybe you're in a place this morning and you say, I don't know if he can do it for you. I don't know if he can do it for me. I want you to know this morning the Bible says, for whosoever will, let him come. Friends, I want you to know this morning, there's no such thing as election. He's not elected some to hell. He's not elected some to heaven. Hey, the Bible says, for whosoever will, let him come. It doesn't matter where you've been or what you've done. He said, just come on in, boys. Hey, just come on in. Man, I get thinking about that and it excites me this morning. John said, I want you to know something. I want you to get this morning. I've heard it, but I've also seen it. I've seen him call out Lazarus from the dead. Oh, I've seen him live a sinless life. No sin in him. Walked with him for 3 years. There's no sin in him. I've seen him die on the cross. And I've seen him raise again from the grave. And I want you to know by the authority of God's word, I know he's coming back one day. Amen. Well, I think about that this morning. Do you see the Lord working in your life? Do you see God working in your life? Are you an eyewitness this morning? You say, I know he's working, preacher. I see it. I see it in my life. I don't only hear him working, but I see him working in my life. This week, I want to tell you something. Me and my wife, we've been trying to do anything to get Ryder to calm down. Man, he's just like his daddy. He's wide open, 3 months, fixing to be 3 months old, and he's wide open. So we've been looking for a special swing that Kaylee had when she was little. And you put them in and it don't swing this way, but that thing will do this way. And you know what? When you get a kid sports doing this, this won't work. Come on, don't hey, stay with me here. Stay with me. Stay with me right here. So I said, just find one. She said, they're like $200-something. I said, what about Marketplace? Hey, he can't swing in that thing forever. Listen to me this morning. There's some things in your life you're not going to stay in forever. You're going to grow out of it. If you're born again, you're going to grow out of it. And you're going to rely on God. She said, I found one in Detroit, Alabama. You found one where? I said, yeah. She said, I got to go to the doctor at 9 o'clock, but if you can be there, I said, tell them I'm on my way right now. $50. She said, you think I should Jew them? I said, no, we don't need to Jew them. Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all got a little Jew in y'all. Brother Harold, can I get an amen? Amen? Amen, there we go. So I get over there and I walk up and $50. I give $50. I get the seat. And I didn't know this could have anything to do with my message. I get the seat. I put it in the back of my truck. Have a blessed day. I'm going home. Go home, put the little fella in there. He's sleeping. He's doing good. Everything's working fine. Everything's beautiful. Friday, this little boy about this big, I run into him. He says, I know you. I'm thinking, you don't know me. He said, I know you. He said, you was at my house. I said, listen, you got me. You got, whoa, whoa, whoa. Stay with me here. Stay. I'm talking about an eyewitness. He said, you was at, no. You was the man that was at my house. I said, now, son, I wasn't at your house. He said, you was in a red truck. I was like, oh, he's an eyewitness. What? And I said, did you have a swing for sale? He said, what are you talking about, preacher? When you've been somewhere and you've been to the master and you've been to where not only have you heard it, but you see it. That little young boy, you know what he did? He didn't know who I was. He didn't know anybody, but he knew he had seen me. And he knew that he had seen me. And not only did he see me, but he made sure I knew it because he remembered the truck that I was in. This morning, what I'm trying to tell you is, if you're an eyewitness this morning and you've seen the master, you can tell what he's done in your life. You can tell where he showed up. You can tell where he's drove right up in your life. He's sat down. He's done what he's needed to do in your life, and he has set you free. This morning, I got good news. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. But John says this morning, he said, I'm an eyewitness. Hey, you can talk what you want to talk. You can do what you want to do, but I'm telling you, this is how it is. And this morning, as your pastor, I'm telling you that God is real. Amen. He said this. He said, not only did I hear it, not only did I see it, he said, but I looked upon it. Well, John's confused. He's seen it. Why does he tell us he looked upon it? See, that was one thing for that little boy to see me. But he didn't just only see me, he looked upon me. He knew who I was. He remembered who I was. He remembered what I drove, and it stuck in his memory. Have you ever seen something, and you pass by and you look at it, and you just look, and but then you go, whoa. And you go back, and you get a closer detail to it. You get a closer look at it. This morning, if I was a child of God, if I was an eyewitness this morning, which I am, I don't want Jesus just to pass by. I just don't want to see him. I want to look upon him. I want to get to that place in my life that people knows I've been there so long that there's a glow about me. He said it'll shine all over you. That glory of God will get all over a man, woman, boy, girl. It don't matter who it is. It'll get all over. John said, I'm a witness of this. Let me show you in the text here in verse number 1 what he said. He said, not only did I hear it, he said, not only did I hear it, but I seen it with my own eyes. And we have looked upon him. He said, not just a glance. Look here. Not just a glance, but gazed upon him. Stared at him. Couldn't get my eyes off of him. Friends, I want you to know, have you ever had somebody like that in your life? Husbands, have you ever had a wife that you couldn't get your eyes off of? Can I get an amen? Oh, my goodness, y'all in trouble. Mine's listening to the recording. Yours is sitting by you. I'm talking about one you couldn't get your eyes off of. Hey, this morning we went over there to the hospital. She didn't have no makeup on. She done been throwing up. Man, it was bad. And I was sitting there and I was just rubbing her hair. Oh, how beautiful, baby. 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 Why, preacher? Because I've looked upon her. There's more to her than I seen sitting in that bed. There's more to her than sickness. There's more to her. And this morning, I'll tell you what I told her this morning sitting over there. She was crying. We was having a fit about 4 o'clock. And you know how I am. I just had to have a good time with her. And that doctor come in and said, I don't know what's wrong. I said, he walked out. She walked out. And I said, sound to me like, if this old Mary don't get better, we're going to get rid of her. Don't you start that mess. She started laughing at me. Listen to me this morning. When you look upon somebody, when you look on somebody, you don't see their outside appearance. You don't see what's going on the outside, their outside failures, their outside mistakes. Lord knows my wife knows I've got plenty. Lord God knows I've got plenty. You know when God looks at me, you know where he looks? He looks into the heart of man. He looks down into my heart. Not only does he gaze upon me, but he looks down, he stares upon my heart. Friends, this morning, what I'm trying to tell you this morning, that I want you to know that the Bible says in John chapter number 1, 14, that he was full of grace. He was full. He was full. He was full. If your grace is running low this morning, preacher, I just don't have much grace no more. I don't have grace for this person. I don't have grace for that person. I'm running low of grace. Look into Jesus. Look into Jesus. He said, I'm an eyewitness. If you'll keep your eyes on Jesus, if you'll keep your eyes on the cross, if you'll keep your eyes on the Christ, you'll keep your eyes off the crowd. Gaze into it. See what's going on. Get to know him and the power of his resurrection. But I seen something else. He said, not only am I an eyewitness. Man, I've heard it. I've seen him. And I've looked upon him. But I've handled him. I've handled him. If you handle something, it's going to get on you. If you touch something, it's going to get on you. That's the part right there. Now, that's where the Holy Ghost is stirring right now. I don't know if you felt it, but I just felt it. If you have handled him, there's a change in your life. I'm talking about handling. I'm talking about getting to the place where you're touching him. You're handling him. You know him. You know him. You ain't got to the place you heard about him. Folks, I want you to know hearing's not good enough. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I know that this morning, but I'm talking about walking with him. You've got to that place where you hear him and you looked upon him and you got to that place. Now you're handling him. And what are you handling? You're handling that word of God. When you take that word and you look into that Bible and you see what he says, he said, why do we do that? If you look in verse 2 and verse 3, that we may have fellowship with the Father. You cannot have fellowship with God if you've never handled Jesus. And if you don't handle Jesus, you'll never have fellowship with him. You've got to handle him. You can't get a hold on him, but you got to handle him. Can I get a witness? You can't get a hold on him, but you got to handle him. You got to get with him. You got to touch him. You got to know. You got to get to that place in your life. You say, even though the storms is raging, even things going on in my life, I know that I've got a hold of God this morning because of Jesus Christ. I mean, you can get a hold of him. I'm talking about, let me tell you, I went yesterday to see Derek, my brother-in-law over in rehab. And I walked up and the guy was telling me, so I don't know if you're acquainted with drugs or anything. And before I knew it, I said, well, it's been 19 years since I've been busted. When I said it, man, I was like, that's almost 20 years. It's almost 20 years. And I act like it was yesterday sometimes. I talk to old boys like it was just yesterday. But it's almost 20 years. Who hangs that price tag on me? God don't. Jesus don't. That's been forgiven as far as the east is from the west. That sin's gone. Who brings it up, though? Accuser of the brethren, Satan. How did you overcome it? How do you overcome drugs? How do you overcome this in your life? How do you overcome it? How do you overcome it? You've got to get to that place. You say, I'm an eyewitness, and I've handled Jesus. Man, I handle him. I touch him every day. How do you touch, preacher, do you really touch him? I touch him by faith. I want you to know there's sometimes he talks to me, and you can think what you want. It's surreal. I feel him on the back of my neck. I want you to know, when I go to him praying for something, not nothing out of the way, not nothing crazy that's off the wall, but when I go praying, I go believing that he's going to touch whatever I've prayed about, and he's going to heal it, he's going to fix it, he's going to take care of it, or whatever. Why? Because I've handled him, and I know his power. This morning, I just got a question this right here. I just got a question this morning. Do you see Jesus all over your life? Not church. I'm not talking about church. I'm talking about, do you see Jesus all over your life? Not by what you've been blessed with. Not by what you've been blessed with. Blessings ain't all that comes from being a Christian. Burdens come as well. I'm talking about you can have a burden and still say, I've been blessed. Boy, he's been better than good to me. Man, I don't know what's going on, but he's been better than good to me. Man, I've had to walk through a week that you ain't going to believe, but hey, he's been better than good to me. Nobody wants to hear your complaining and my complaining. Not nobody. Nobody wants to hear your complaining. They don't want to hear mine. I'll tell you what they do want to hear. I'm an eyewitness. 19 years ago, what the devil meant for evil, God made for good. And I wished I could tell you that I was 19 years clean, but I can't. I can't tell you I'm 19 years clean because I didn't get born again to 2007. But I can stand here before you today and tell you this right here on the authority of God's word that I am 15 years clean. Not nothing by the power that I've done. There's been days, you listen to me here, if you're a user, if you've ever been a user, if you've ever drank, if you've ever drugged, if you've ever did anything, it ain't got to be that. It can be lust. It can be envy. It can be a prideful look. If you have any of them problems in your life, you listen to me this morning. I'm just telling you like it is. If you have any of that in your life, and you say, preacher, how do I get over it? You'll only get over it by one way, by handling the word of God. That is life, that is truth, and that's what you need in your life. That's what it's took in my life. I had to take that word. I had to take that book and I had to eat it. It said it's the living word. I had to digest it, Brother J.D. There's one thing to eat it, but something else when you swallow it and you get it inside of you. It says, not what goes in defiles a man, but what cometh out. What comes out of that man defiles him. Friends, this morning, what I'm trying to tell you is, are you an eyewitness of what Jesus Christ has done in your life? John said, I'm an eyewitness of what he's done. I want to share one last thing with you, and this is why I want you to be honest with yourself. If you've heard it, and you've seen it, and you looked upon it. You ever booked to buy a vehicle and just bought it sight unseen? There's some in here may do that. There's some may do that. But most people wouldn't. Most people, they're going to do this. They're going to see it, and then they're going to go look upon it. They're going to really inquire, about, really look it over. That's what I'm talking about, looking Jesus over, and then you're handling him. I want to show you in the book where it says, when he spoke to us, man, didn't our hearts really burn? Wasn't there a burn on the inside? The prophet Jeremiah said, I wasn't going to say nothing else about him. I was going to just shut up. But it's down in my bones, Brother J.D., and I couldn't keep hushed. But this morning, I want to show you in the book, and I want to ask you a question this morning. As an eyewitness, are you burning for Jesus? As an eyewitness this morning, can you give an account? And when somebody asks you about the hope inside of you, you don't have to stutter. You don't have to back up. But you can just say, I want you to know, I've handled him. He is real. He is real. He is real in my life. Turn with me, if you will, to Luke chapter number 24 and verse number 32. Luke 24 and verse number 32. I want to show you this this morning. We have heard, we have seen, we have looked, and our hands have handled Jesus. John said we do that in verse number 3, that we may have fellowship with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. Let's look at Luke 24, 31. And their eyes were open, and they knew Him. This morning, if you're sitting here this morning and you've never been born again, or you're born again, but man, you are out of the will of God. You have no burn inside of you. I got good news. If you've ever asked Jesus Christ to save you, there's still a flame somewhere. You just need to fan it. Let me back up. You just need to let the Holy Ghost fan it. So He'll fan something. And their eyes were open, and they knew Him, and He vanished out of their sight. And here's what they said. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn with us? Did it not burn within us? Man, I'm telling you, when He started speaking, it started burning inside of me. And while He talked with us by the way, and while He opened to us the Scriptures, if you're in here this morning and your wood's wet, and as an eyewitness, you say, preacher, I just don't know. If that's the case this morning, get handling the Word of God. Get handling Jesus Christ. When you have that Word of God in your hand, you've got Jesus. He inspired that Word. That's the written Word. That's why it changes things this morning. My question to you is your fire burning for Jesus Christ? You heard the story, and I'll share this and we'll go. You heard the story. They asked. They said, be truthful with yourself. Be truthful. This morning, as an eyewitness, on a scale of 1 to 10, if you had to scale where you are with Christ Jesus, not in salvation, but you're following Him, being a witness, an eyewitness, telling folks. If this morning, if you was going to be a witness and be truthful, and you was on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being on fire, I'm talking about 10 being burning, wide open, and 1 being just saved and satisfied, what would you rank yourself? And one old man said, well, if I do a 10, you'll think that I'm a holy roller. And if I do 1, you'll think I don't do nothing. So I tell you what I'll do. I'm about a 5 or 6. You know what the Bible says? I'd rather have you hot or cold and not lukewarm. This morning, if you're in the 5 to 6 range, 4 to 6, that's lukewarm. He said, I'd rather have you hot or cold being an eyewitness for me. This morning, the only eyewitness you can be is you. You can't eyewitness what I've experienced in my life. I can't eyewitness what you've experienced in your life. But we should be witnessing about the same Savior, Jesus Christ. This morning, if you're not on fire, I would ask you a question. What would keep you from getting to a place to say, not only have I heard, preacher, not only have I seen, not only have I looked upon, but man, I've handled it. I've handled the Word of life. And I want to be the eyewitness that God has called me to be. Father, I love You and I thank You for this day. I thank You for the written Word. I thank You this morning that You don't see my failures, You don't see my faults, You don't see my mess ups. Father, when You look from heaven, You see the blood of Jesus Christ applied to my life. And Father, I praise You for that this morning. That's the kind of God You are. That's who You are this morning. And Father, I want to be the witness that You called me to be. I ask You this morning, for whoever this message was for, that you would take it and apply it to their life through the power of the Holy Ghost. I would ask you to speak, Father. Lord, I would ask you to speak straight to that heart for that individual that's sitting there and saying, I just want to be a truthful eyewitness for the whole world to see, that they may glorify my Father, which is in heaven. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. I praise your holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it.